Back at it now here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. Waiting for the congressman to connect here. And he'll be here in just a moment, and we'll get into this conversation. Matt Gaetz became, you know, fodder for the left here earlier this year, months ago, when it was leaked that the FBI was investigating the possibility that he had trafficked in women that were underage. And the accusation was that he had underage companions, women that would travel across state lines with him. But now Matt Gaetz says the Department of Justice would exonerate him altogether in a child trafficking case by indicting people he claims were trying to extort money from his family. Earlier this month, 62-year-old Stephen Alford was indicted for multiple charges related to wire fraud. And the congressman says that Alford had attempted to extort money from his family to end the investigation. I mean, it's as dirty as politics can be. It's as dirty as the world can be. Congressman Matt Gaetz here with me now. Congressman, good to have you.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Steve. Honored to be on the show with you. And it is a crazy world out there, no doubt. When I was elected to Congress, I never would have imagined I would have spent so much time having to defend our country against some of the law enforcement in our own country at the FBI when they tried to set up Donald Trump through the Russia hoax. And now I see, you know, some folks obviously trying to get me in a jam with false information. And I'm just glad the truth's coming out. And we got a country to save and we got to fight for.
Well, you know, you look at the FBI, it's had a series of black eyes with the FISA courts. More recently, the whole Dr. Nassar investigation where the FBI did nothing while young women were being sexually exploited by a doctor at the Team USA gymnastics opera. I mean, the FBI has all sorts of problems right now, and I'm not taking on the personal agents. I know you aren't either, but somewhere there is a mess that needs to be cleaned up, isn't there?
Well, no doubt. I think it starts at the top with Christopher Wray. When we had the opportunity to maybe find a silver lining in the Russia hoax and in the Ukraine hoax, we could have really drained the swamp over there at the J. Edgar Hoover building. We could have made the necessary changes, but unfortunately that did not occur. And I know not only during his presidency, but in his post-presidency, that's been a frustration to Donald Trump. I think
sure.
He regrets that more didn't happen to try to flip that agency for the good, because as you point out, there's a lot of really important work that needs to happen at the FBI, whether it's stopping exploitation, whether it's protecting us from terrorism. And when they become a political entity, when they become the enforcement wing of the Democratic Party or the American political left or even the American elite, then they get away from an important core mission.
Well, I certainly do. So let's talk a little bit about these. I mean, these accusations against you are as dark as they can be. In March of this year, the Department of Justice said it was going to investigate you for alleged sexual relationships with a 17-year-old that was allegedly taken across state lines. You've denied that from the beginning. You said that's just not true and that you were being extorted. I think a lot of people dismissed that. They said, well, it's just another dirty politician. But here you are cleaning up the mess left behind by these salacious allegations, for which there have been no charges, by the way. And I don't believe any proof put forward by anybody, not in the media, not at the DOJ, not at the FBI. I mean, where do you go from here? How do you defend these attacks on you, and what happens next?
Well, one of the features of these attacks, whether they're against me or whether they're the grisly accusations that were false against my colleague Jim Jordan, is that they always try to get you to prove that, you know, something didn't happen, right? And that's very difficult. I mean, it's easier to prove that something did happen. But when you have to say, oh, years ago, sometimes decades ago, you have to prove something didn't happen, it becomes a more difficult venture. In my case, as you mentioned in the intro, it's certainly been vindicating that there have been criminal charges brought against the only people I'm aware of that have really made these accusations against me. There's no woman that has accused me of misconduct at any point in my life. And, you know, I look at the circumstance of having fewer accusers than Joe Biden, as a matter of fact. But the other feature of the Trump presidency, I noticed, Steve, is that they always want the process to be the punishment. You know, they want to accuse people of terrible things, and then they want you to spend all of your time just on those things, and then that leaves the work of the nation sometimes undone. And, you know, right now, when you look at them printing money like it's going out of style, taking control and freedom away from people, when you see, you know, what Joe Biden is doing in
and I don't mean to be jaded, Congressman. I don't mean to be jaded, but you have been outspoken from the day you took office. You've been a lightning rod for controversy sometimes because you take strong positions and you say, here's why I believe what I believe, but here's where I stand. And to be jaded, I would say, were you set up? Was this a set play by somebody on the left? Was it a coordinated effort to take out Matt Gaetz because they didn't want to hear you talk anymore because you had a following, because you supported Donald Trump, because you did the things that you did in pursuit of defending this nation? Were you a target?
Well, you don't see them going for the weak ones, do you? I mean, you know, you don't see these types of attacks against the people who come to Congress and just stare at their nameplate. You know, they come for the fighters. That's why they came for Trump. That's why they came for Devin Nunes. It's why they came for Jim Jordan. And it's why they come for me. You know, the setup feature certainly seems to be more likely given the evidence that's come out regarding my extortionists and their connections to the federal government and to one another. And so, you know, I think that I take it in stride. I certainly wish that there were not false accusations made against anyone at any time, but it's a part of life as we know it now, and it's important to plow through it with the facts. And, you know, I think it's telling that after 5 months, there's not been a single shred of evidence, a single person on record accusing me of any type of misconduct in any way.
Right. And politics is a contact sport. You know that. And Devin Nunes, by the way, Devin Nunes has filed lawsuits. It's made its way through. The judge has given the blessing for him to go after people for smearing his name. What kind of action can we expect from you?
Well, I'm going to be very aggressive against those who've made, you know, just verifiably false claims against me. But, you know, Devin is an impressive guy, one of my mentors and friends. Devin can spin about 10 plates at once. You know, my perspective is that this is a rare time in my life when I get to serve my country. And I'm going to do that with all the vigor I can muster. And, you know, there'll be a time that'll come when I'll get mine from those who said just verifiably false things and did so with malice. But right now,
so last question.
Sure.
Last question is this. I've got about 45 seconds. Are you running then for reelection? I've not seen it here. I'm a little farther away from Florida's first congressional district than you are. Are you running for reelection?
I'm running for reelection. I still think America is the greatest country on earth despite our challenges. It's one of the reasons why I need backup. I need more folks around the country to come here and fight with me. And with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm going to be rallying some supporters in the great state of Michigan on Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Pink Pony on Mackinac Island. And looking forward to spending some time with some patriotic Michiganders.
Congressman Matt Gaetz, greatly appreciate you being here, sir. We wish you the best of luck, and may the truth come out and set people free. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Look forward to being back on with you soon.
There you have it. Matt Gaetz, everybody, on his way to Mackinac for the Mackinac Policy Conference. He'll be there at the Pink Pony. You heard him. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
It's time for you to hear the truth. It's time for American history to be told straight, because American history is at a crisis point. Join me and Hillsdale College in the great American story, A Land of Hope. It's Hillsdale's new free online course, and it explores the history of America and her greatest triumphs and achievements, as well as our shortcomings and our failures. The free online course is an unbiased study of American patriotism. Join me at GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. want-to-snuggle, ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at your boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
That's not cool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.